There is one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday, and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations, today only, up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously at marketplace.org/donate.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
He says it's too little, too late.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The housing market crash launched a bunch of our economic problems. Are the pieces coming back together? Well, a new report this morning says yes and no. The online real estate database RealtyTrack reports bank repossessions of homes dropped 13% and new foreclosure filings dropped slightly. But that's from July to August. Historically, we are still near record highs. RealtyTrack's Rick Sharga says even though lenders are modifying troubled mortgages, that help can only go so far.
The modification programs really won't have any direct benefit for people who've lost their jobs because the loan modification programs require an income stream, or they really won't have much of an effect on people that are seriously upside down on their mortgages. So unfortunately, you know, there's a lot of foreclosure activity that's just not going to be able to be resolved by these loan modifications.
The Board of General Motors said this morning it has decided what to do with its Opel operations in Europe, and it will let us know shortly. The negotiations over selling Opel have been long and difficult. Reporter Elisa Roth wanted to know what happens when a company can't seem to make a deal.
Most of the time, if a deal is going to work, it's going to happen quickly. David Harding works for Bain, a consulting firm. He advises companies about mergers and acquisitions.
Well, deals are a lot like produce on the shelf. You want to keep them moving. Anything that sits there means there's something wrong.
The foot dragging can come from either the buyer or the seller. James Brock teaches economics at Miami University. He says dawdling often means one of the companies doesn't know what it really wants.
It becomes indicative of a kind of lack of focus, a lack of drive, a lack of purpose, maybe.
GM's in so much trouble now, most people say it has to sell Opel. Brock says GM's not sure if it wants to sell because it thinks Opel could be valuable again someday. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Yesterday, the Federal Reserve released its Beige Book Business Survey. It was, quote, cautiously positive. And that pretty much describes the world stock markets. European markets are mixed this morning. Asian markets jumped 1 to 2%. And on Wall Street yesterday, the Dow added 50 points. It closed at 9,547. The head of Goldman Sachs is causing a buzz this morning. At a banking conference in Frankfurt, Lloyd Blankfein attacked what he called excessive bonuses. He said the public has reason to be angry about bankers' pay. From our Europe desk in London, Stephen Beard reports.
Blankfein startled his audience, saying that the furore over bank bonuses was both understandable and appropriate. He called for guaranteed bonuses to be banned, and he condemned what he called outsized compensation when a bank is losing money. Andrew Hilton runs the Center for the Study of Financial Innovation. He says this is all a bit rich coming from the head of Goldman Sachs.
Blankfein took out $176 million in pay and compensation over the last 5 years. I suppose that he could forego his bonus for at least a couple of years and still manage to support the house in the Hamptons and the yacht in the Bahamas.
In his speech, Blankfein also admitted that banks had lost control of the exotic products they were selling before the crisis. Observers say he was striking a note of contrition before his Frankfurt audience. German banks have lost heavily on asset-backed securities. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, sponsor of Retirement Revolution, airing on PBS September 15th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Local listings at pbs.org. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing and online surveys. ConstantContact.com.
This time last year, we were all adjusting to a new economic reality. Need I remind you, it's been almost a year since the investment bank Lehman Brothers filed for bankruptcy, and it ushered in a new stage in the financial crisis. Elizabeth Moran is still adapting. She was a vice president of talent management at Lehman.
I loved my job there. It's probably the best corporate job I'd ever had. So it was September 9th last year. They called us into a room, our management, and our whole group, except for two people, were let go. And at the time, Lehman was very generous with the severance. But then several days later, Lehman went into bankruptcy, and the bankruptcy court decided not to honor the severance. I had moved out of my apartment in Manhattan in around February because the corporate doors weren't opening as easily or they were closing. And then my partner said, look, why don't you consider moving to Vermont? He had moved up here. He said, you know, it'll help you financially, take some of the pressure off. So off I went to Vermont. And I live in a very small town, about 3,000 people. There's one restaurant, thank God it's good, in the town where I live. There's a couple of gas stations and not much more. But it is absolutely beautiful, and I think some of my happiest times have been on my bike, just out in nature, and feeling a lot of gratitude to have that. I had a couple thousand dollars in savings, so not a lot, and thank God for unemployment. I sold clothes, I've sold china, I've sold some furniture. Some of the career coaching work I'm doing now is bringing in some money, but very sporadically. So I am trying to get myself in a more stable position. If I had an opportunity to still work at Lehman Brothers today, I probably would be doing that. Having said that, I am very excited about some of these other opportunities that I have to use my skills in career coaching and perhaps doing some work with returning veterans. And I feel because of my experience, it actually makes me a better coach and support person for other people.
That story was produced by Amy Scott. You can hear more from Inside Lehman Brothers and see how the financial crisis has changed people's outlook on life in a special package at our website. It's called Built on Belief, and it's at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.